the government's plan is to end winter trolley crises permanently. And the way we are doing that is we are adding more capacity, permanent capacity, to our public health service than ever before. Many, many thousands of healthcare professionals. By the end of the year, over 1,000 more acute beds. We're ahead of the 2018 capacity review on hospital beds, on critical care, and many other areas. However, in the context of COVID, Ireland, Australia, the UK, many countries across the world are suffering really intense pressures through the winter. This is going to be a difficult winter. The government has deployed a huge amount of money. There is an all-hands-on-deck effort being put in place by the HSC. All 29 hospitals have tailored winter plans. They're working directly with community care, directly with nursing homes to get patients out of hospital as quickly as possible. But this winter, as in the UK, as in France, as has happened in Australia and other countries, it is going to be difficult due to this huge additional burden that COVID has caused and will continue to cause.